I would just say that nobody is bulletproof when it comes to Southern Rust, right? We have hybrids that are really strong, that kind of rose to the top. We also have hybrids that are average and then some that are below average when it comes to Southern Rust. Southern Rust for us, Wiffles being corn only and Corn Belt focused in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota mainly, it's a very opportunistic thing to be able to get ratings for, right? So we have to have the right growing season to do so. We were able to get a lot of ratings this year, but it's something that we don't normally get most years.